the fact that we've got hundreds of farmers across Donegal that still haven't been paid their acres, whether it's for 2023 or 2024, is simply unacceptable. It's an issue that myself and Deputy McLaughlin addressed with the IFA when we met them recently. And look, to treat farmers in this way is not acceptable. This is an environmental scheme. It is about farmers doing well for supporting the land, but also it is a basic part of their income. It is about how we make sure that farmers are able to survive. And we've had catastrophe after catastrophe in relation to this scheme. We've been told it's IT glitches, IT problems over and over. But this has gone on now for far too long. And the fact that we've still got 40 farmers who haven't been paid their acres payment for 2023 and over 250 farmers that haven't been paid for last year is simply unacceptable. And Donegal now with the largest number of farmers across the state that haven't been paid. And the department, you know, despite the fact that we've raised this over and over again with the minister, the department still aren't able to give a clear deadline and date when these farmers will actually get the payment that they're entitled to.
And the reality here is this is an environmental programme. So a lot of the time, farmers will have paid money, made investments in environmental developments on their farms out of their own pockets in anticipation of early payment. For those who were spending money in 2022-23 to prepare for this scheme, they're in serious trouble now potentially.
Yeah, look, this is really, really frustrating for farmers. And, you know, I've talked to many farmers and they're just saying, look, this scheme is a bit of a disaster, particularly in relation to where you're in kind of cooperative land, which many of kind of hill farmers would be in Donegal. There's been issues with this scheme from day one, from the fact that the scores weren't delivered to farmers, so they didn't know where they stood for a long period of time. So then payments were made. Then payments months later were basically being recouped by the department. Then there was an opportunity to actually enhance the land that you had, but that scheme didn't open to allow them to do it for months later. So there's huge problems with the scheme. And look, at the end of the day, the farmer out there who has to put bread in the and butter on the table, who has to maybe pay their college fees come in September for their son or daughter going to college, they don't care about the excuses from the department. They have done the work. They're entitled to this payment. They're entitled to the payment not just for 2024, but also 2023, and the fact that we have now a government that has allowed it 2 years later that payments are still not being made to farmers across this county is simply unacceptable. And I'm telling the government now, telling the Minister for Agriculture, that he needs to get dealing with this issue, and this money needs to be paid promptly to farmers across Donegal and elsewhere.
It also potentially creates a situation where if there's any environmental programme into the future, no matter how good, no matter how well organised, people are going to look at that and say, remember the last time, and think again.
Yeah, look, we've had some programs that have worked well, but the problem is that many of the programs have always had these type of difficulties, and it shouldn't be this case. Like, we shouldn't be in this situation where farmers are nearly have to kind of resign to the fact that there could be difficulties or you could be delayed your payments for a year. There's no business in the country that would be able to operate like that. Can you think of a restaurant or a hotel in Letterkenny or elsewhere in the county where it would be acceptable not to pay them for 2 years? They would be out of business. The government can't treat our farmers like this. It is simply unacceptable, and we shouldn't accept this as the norm, that farmers doing what they've been asked to do, applying for schemes that are funded partially from Europe, and they comply with them, are found that they're waiting 2 years for the payment. It's not acceptable, and it shouldn't be tolerated, and it needs to end.